Queer.
Daniel, are you there?
I'm here.
There he is.
Hope you're having a good night. We're having a stellar one here, aren't we, Blair?
We certainly are. Congratulations. You have an EP due on Saturday.
I have a single due on Saturday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was an EP. Everything you send me tells me EP.
Oh, sorry. No, the EP comes out on the 20th of August.
Oh, right. So the single Bulletproof is out on Saturday.
Yes, it comes out on Saturday.
Cool. Give us some backstory to Bulletproof.
Well, it was written at a really vulnerable time. Like, I was going through this whole online bullying and stuff like that. I was going through a lot of stuff like that, but I really just don't want to get into it because I don't want to focus on the negative.
Sure.
But there was just a time there at the beginning of this year where I thought about, like, is this really what I want to keep doing and stuff like that, and I just realised at the end of the day that I only felt like that because other people were making me feel like that. That's not really how I felt about what I wanted to do. So,
sure.
I don't know, I just began and I put pen to paper and I wanted to write a song that was sort of an anthem for the underdog, and I feel like I accomplished that with this track.
And where did you do the recording?
I did it all at home for this project. I recorded and produced and wrote it all at home. So.
Okay. And when did you put it together? How long has it been fresh and ready?
It's probably been fresh and ready for the last 2 months.
Okay.
So I've been sitting on it so tightly and so, like, I just want to release it to the world. But I just wanted to feel ready, and I feel ready now, so.
You've got a few mixes on here. Tell us about the various mixes that people can get of the single.
Well, when I released the single, I wanted to release something that sort of had more than just the one choice for people, because sometimes people prefer a remix more than an original version. So I just wanted to include the remixes on the single package and stuff like that, so people had a variety.
Okay.
Sort of thing.
What would you say is the biggest thing that's changed for you in the last 12 months?
Oh, wow. So much has changed. I feel like I've just grown so much as a person. I feel that at the beginning of the year, I focused so much on the negative, whereas going into everything now, I feel invincible in a way. I feel bulletproof. Like, as people say, like, I feel like I'm here and I'm not going anywhere. I don't really care if people don't like it. At the end of the day, I'm doing what I want to do. So.
And you're also releasing this under a slightly different version of your name. Is it a new project? Is it a new style? And is this how we're going to refer to you from now on?
Well, going into it, I wanted a fresh take. I feel I did the whole Daniel Turner era for 5 years straight, and I feel I kind of, pardon the, you know, I feel I sort of hoard that name out a little bit. Whereas going into this chapter, I just wanted something that was fresh and sort of a rebirth and a new beginning. So that's where Turner comes from. So I haven't really officially, like, changed my name. I've just kind of dropped a name. But
Turner is the way people will see it. It's Turner Bulletproof. The interesting thing about the song, as you said, it's been a reaction to so much of the online bullying that you've got. There's been a number of people that we've spoken to over the last year in Queer Radio who are young Australians who identify as part of the diverse and gender and sexuality community, and they're getting quite a lot of flack, and particularly from other people in the community. Have you noticed that yourself, Dan?
I have noticed that. I noticed that when I released my video for Broken in November last year. I copped a lot of backlash for the guy-on-guy kiss scene from our community for that, for some reason. It made a lot of people uncomfortable, apparently.
Very odd. And also, I also notice in a personal way that you yourself have got someone that you're kissing on a regular basis, and that must also give you a lot of support and strength and push you in the right direction.
He definitely does. He's definitely been a light in my life. So
I always like to give people names so you can tell the world who your partner is.
His name is Patrick, and I think he's listening. So if you are, hello, baby.
Ah, that is so sweet and so cute. Tonight we are asking a question, Dan. Jodie Whittaker is the new Doctor Who number 13, or the Doctor number 13. But we're just batting around the idea of what are the characters from anywhere at all, film, television, books, comics, games, that you'd be interested in seeing as a gender flip, male to female, female to male. Do you have one?
Oh, that's really good. I wouldn't mind seeing Ursula in The Little Mermaid being played by a very, big gay man. I reckon that would be pretty cool.
What a good answer.
Yeah. Jack, Cringy, you're on board with that.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting pick because I went more towards the Disney princesses as princes side of things, but as a villain gender bend, I'm on board with that for sure as well. Goodness.
Yeah. I think
pretty cool.
I love the idea that being a musician, you could actually write some very cool tunes for the gender swap characters.
That could be fun.
Oh, look, now I've got it. Now I've got you.
You've got your the next juices flowing.
So
creative juices flowing all day, so now you're probably going to have a very sleepless night. Thanks,
guys. Yeah, no worries. That's us. We're good. Always here to help, Dan. Always here to help. So, everyone, go to our Facebook, Queer Radio Brisbane, our Twitter feed, at Queer Radio Brisbane. You'll find the links so that you can get yourself set up with all the mixes. How many of them will come with the single release on Saturday, Dan?
The two remixes. There'll be the Steel Armour remix and the acoustic mix.
Cool. They'll
be available. They'll be available for free on Reverb Nation, the remixes. So
awesome. And 20th of August is when the EP is out. How many tracks on the EP?
Five
brand new tracks. Well, let's talk to you in a month's time, and we'll talk up the EP. But this is one of those mixes. This is the Steel Armour mix. This is Bulletproof. Dan Turner's brand new single, available to the world this Saturday. This is the second time you get to hear it on Queer Radio because I snuck it out a couple of weeks ago. So, Dan, make a big entrance in the world with this. Big introduction. Go for it.
This is Turner, and this is my brand new single, Bulletproof, the Steel Armour Mix, on 4ZZZ, Queer Radio Brisbane.
Turn the...